So look, we honor the Hatch Act, as I mentioned many times before here, as we are talking about a potential election, a 2024 presidential election. But looking backward, it is the ultimate irony, that the 2020 election was proven by the Trump administration's homeland. Oh, sorry, I think I got ahead of myself there.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, my name is Tom Velasquez, and I am your host. This week's show, it's changed. My original plan was to have 2024 presidential candidate Anthony Hudson online with me, but it just didn't happen. I had a little bit of technical difficulty starting the show, and he was trying to call me, and it would go to my voicemail. I would try to call him, and it'd go to his voicemail, and by the time we were both ready to go, he was out of time. So we are going to reschedule that, but never fear. We have a great show. We have a lot to talk about. We might throw some paranormal at the end of the show, but there are things we need to talk about from the get-go. And the first thing we need to talk about are these Chinese protests. We're not hearing a lot about it on the mainstream media. We're hearing about who Trump had dinner with. You know, Trump had dinner with Kanye West and Nick Fuentes. That is breaking news. That is lead story. The fact that the Chinese people are revolting against their government, that's secondary. That's second page news, you know, buried behind a couple advertisements. Oh, by the way, yeah, the Chinese are revolting. This is huge news, because what it's doing is it's showing the rest of the world that we can stand up to our government. As it sits right now, China is starting to loosen some of their COVID zero policies. Now, the Chinese government in our mainstream media will tell you that it's because COVID, well, it's kind of deteriorating. It's going away, so we can loosen up those policies. Don't fall for that trap. Know that the reason that these restrictions are being lifted, or loosened, I should say, is because the people are revolting. These people, there's millions of people out there protesting their government in China, ladies and gentlemen, in China. One of the most oppressive nations on this planet. The people are revolting against this government. People are dying. The police are killing innocent civilians who just want freedom. The people are fighting back. This should tell everyone around the world, it's time for us to rise up. We can do this. This is a classic example of everything I've been telling you since the beginning of my political term on this show. There are many more of us than there are of them. With that being said, this just proves that the government, no matter how big and oppressive your government is, it can't stand up to people who want to be free. Listen, these Chinese people took to the streets. They were fighting back against cops, against the military, with 2x4s, with homemade weapons. No guns. And they are winning. The police force, they're striking. They say it's because they're not being paid, but there's rumors coming out of China that these cops are just like, no, I'm done doing this. I'm not fighting back against my own people. This is what can happen in America. Now, I'm not saying we need to go riot, but what I'm saying is we need to stand up to this government. Our government has no concern about our well-being at all. They care only, how do I get in power and how do I remain in power? And most importantly, how do I get more power? Look at what is happening to this country. Illegal immigration. Open the borders. Open them up. How does that benefit? Look at what the Democrats are doing right now and ask yourself, How does this benefit the everyday American? How does their policies make America safer, more prosperous, and make you and I more comfortable in our lives? Nothing they're doing is doing that. Now, some of you may say, well, they just passed the Freedom of or the Respect for Marriage Act. What does that do to help you out? What is that going to do? We have inflation through the roof. 1 in 7 seniors are skipping meals every day because they cannot afford to eat. Families across this nation are having to decide, do I feed my family or do I keep the heat on? Because A, food has gone through the roof, as well as energy prices. The administration and the media will tell you that inflation's coming down, which it's not. There's still a carton of eggs is $4 in my neck of the woods. You used to be able to buy those for less than a dollar. The media is, I was at the gym the other day and I was working out and they had the news on and I try not to look at it, but I hate working out. So I'm just zoning out. And they actually had a 4 or 5 minute segment applauding that gas prices are a dollar lower than last year. Last year, they were $5. That's still $2 higher than when Biden and the Democrats took power. But we're going to applaud that. And that's what the administration is telling you. Inflation is coming down. It's not. It's not coming down. So they passed this Inflation Reduction Act, which didn't do anything to help inflation. Nobody thinks it's going to help inflation. It's not designed to help inflation. All it's designed to do is basically create the new Green Deal. That's essentially what this bill is. They call it the Inflation Reduction Act. It's the new Green Deal. So what are the Democrats doing to help everybody out? The middle class, the lower class, what are they doing to help them out? Well, they're going to pass the Respect for Marriage Act. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't care if you're gay and you want to get married. I don't. I really don't. I'm not a homophobe. I'm not racist, bias, whatever you want to call it. But there are much bigger fish to fry. Right now, the Democrats know they've lost the House. So they're going to pass through everything they can in this lame duck session. And what do? We do nothing. While we're watching the Chinese who are risking their lives to go out in the streets and protest and call for Xi Jinping's removal. They are risking their lives, but yet millions of them are out there every single day all across that country. While we sit back and go, what are we going to do? What can you do? The people of China are telling us what we can do. They are out there every single day showing us what they can do or what we can do. And they're not stopping. The Chinese government is loosening zero COVID restrictions. And they're still protesting. We are a free species. There is no reason, no human, no entity, government entity should be able to take away our freedom unless we let them. And that's exactly what's happening here in America. We are letting them take our freedom when we could be on the streets protesting. I'm not calling for violent protests. I'm calling for protests. Get out there and take your country back. If I have any listeners in China that are able to listen to this, which probably not because the Chinese government censors everything coming into that country. If you have any Chinese relatives and you listen to this show and you have the way to correspond with them, tell them that America is watching. I pray for these people. I pray for their safety. I applaud them. They are an inspiration. They should be an inspiration to us all. They are the epitome. They are setting the example of what needs to be done when you are losing your freedom and you want it back. Now it's time for us to take the Chinese lead and take back our country. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk about one of the most asinine things I've ever witnessed in my 51 years of living, and I'm watching people applaud this. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You're going to need to. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back.
thought about getting into crypto? Are you oblivious on where to start or even what to do? Hit up the Bitcoin pro Jay Motley to help you get started on the path to a better financial situation for free. No hidden fees, no charges, just guidance. Go to bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and get started today. Again, that's bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group. And tell them W sent you.
Alrighty, so just the other day, Brittany Griner was released from her Russian penal camp. And I am appalled, as a lot of Americans are. But we have a lot of Americans that are applauding this decision and this prisoner swap. This is asinine. This is the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen in my life. This prisoner swap is the perfect epitome of how inept this administration is. So let's do a little backstory here. The media, in their lies, will tell you that Brittany Griner, she was detained in Russia in February on trumped up bogus charges of drug paraphernalia, or possession of drug paraphernalia. This is not a bogus charge. She admitted she had marijuana vape pens in her possession. She knows full and well. She's been playing basketball in Russia for a while now. She knows the laws of that country. She tried to skirt past customs. She got caught. This is not a bogus charge. She went to a foreign country, broke their laws. She has to pay the price. Listen, I think it's Nat Geo. There's a show on Nat Geo that they go to Colombia. They go to these drug countries that are really trying to stop the drug trade, and they show in airports people getting detained and going to jail for possession of drugs. And these people, they know they broke the law. Brittany Griner knew she broke the law. This is the same woman who had nothing but bad things to say about this country. This is the same woman who refused to stand and acknowledge the national anthem before every game. She would kneel. She would turn her back. This is the woman that was arrested, detained, put on trial in Russia, and sentenced to 9 years in a penal colony. Guess what, Brittany? You broke the law. When I went to Mexico in April of last year, when I go this year, if I'm carrying illegal substances, I know the law. I know I can't do that over international lines. I know that. If I get caught doing that, which you're not going to because I'm not going to do it, but you pay the price. You pay the price. You pay the piper. This is something that shouldn't have even been on the radar. She was sentenced to 9 years of hard labor in a penal colony. Then the Democrats and the woke population, oh, they were all up in arms. That's not right. Those are bogus charges. She needs to come home. President Biden, get her home. And then the story begins. Months and months and months of negotiation to try and get Brittany Griner home came to fruition just a couple days ago. And what did America give up? We have a basketball player for the WNBA, who averages maybe 300-400 people a day or a game. Not that that matters. She's a sports figure. She's in the public eye. So therefore, that makes her case much more valuable than the other Americans that are being detained in other countries on actual bogus charges. Where do they fit in here? So we negotiated. And come to find out, we decide we're going to give up the merchant of death, Victor Bout. We gave him up. The Merchant of Death, that was selling arms, illegal arms, Russian arms, to the Taliban, to Al-Qaeda. He was financing and perpetuating wars all across this planet. He is responsible for numerous, hell, we are never going to know how many deaths this man caused. Well, we caught him in 2012, and he was sentenced to 25 years on arms dealing charges. This is the man that the 2005 Hollywood film Lord of War was loosely based around. This is how evil that man is. But this administration saw fit to turn him back to Russia, set him free so he can continue his arms dealing. You think he's going to stop? No. We're going to continue to let him deal arms just so we can get Brittany Griner, a basketball player, back. Meanwhile, Paul Whelan, a U.S. Marine, is still stuck in a Russian prison. Now, President Biden and the administration said, we did everything in our power to get Paul Whelan back. But it was just not going to happen. They look at his case as an espionage case. They would not even negotiate with him. So it was one or none. Okay, why are we giving up an arms dealer, the Merchant of Death, in getting back a basketball player? What the hell kind of negotiating is that? We look so weak. Nobody respects us anymore. Nobody respected us with Obama. Nobody respects us with Biden. In between, there was a four-year time frame where we were respected, that nothing was happening. That was when President Trump was in office. Nobody messed with him. Call it crazy. Call him, hey, everybody thought he'd just hit the button. Good. Let him think that. Nobody messed with us. We look ridiculous now. This is why. This is why we put too much stock on people in the public eye. Sports figures, Hollywood celebrities. We idolize these people way too damn much. Why couldn't we give up another? Maybe we have a basketball player from Russia here. Maybe we have a Russian citizen here. Why did it have to be the Merchant of Death? This trade here is like being on a playground when you're in elementary school and you've got a piece of bit of honey candy, and somebody has a whole bag of Reese's peanut butter cups, and somebody says, I'll give you this bit of honey for that bag of Reese's peanut butter cups. And we say, that's a great deal. I'll take your bit of honey. Here's this huge bag of Reese's peanut butter cups. That's how I equate it to. Not a good analogy, but you get my drift. It's a one-sided deal. And it's all because this administration has no idea what they're doing. They're weak. They can't do the job. We sit there and say Joe Biden is inept. He can't do the job. We can just put the Democrat Party and the Biden administration in that whole situation, in that whole scenario. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing. This just reemphasizes that point. And again, I want to reiterate to you, this is the same woman that hates America. She wrote President Biden on a U.S. Independence Day letter. She wrote, as I sit here in a Russian prison, alone with my thoughts and without the protection of my wife, family, friends, Olympic jersey, or any accomplishments, I'm terrified I might be here forever. She went on to say, it hurts thinking about how I usually celebrate this day because freedom means something completely different to me this year. So are you telling me maybe America isn't as bad as you were saying? So now that you are home, Brittany Griner, I expect you to stand for every national anthem. I expect you to spout how much you love this country because your freedom was rightfully taken away from you. But now you have it back. That cannot be said for Marine Paul Whelan. That cannot be said for the hundreds of other American citizens that are wrongfully imprisoned across this globe that the Biden administration gives two shits about. It's all about, hey, how does this look? We brought back a tall, black basketball player. I mean, I'm just going to say it. If this was a white guy, would we have worked so hard to get this guy back? No, because the Democrats are all about pandering. I guarantee you, 2024, this will be a major campaign thing. Listen, we got Brittany Griner back. We brought her home. And America, half of America is so happy. If you are happy to see Brittany Griner coming home, knowing that we released The Merchant of Death, you are a special kind of stupid that I cannot even wrap my head around. Let's put this in a different perspective. We have given Ukraine, I think it's up to $100 billion, $120 billion now of aid to fight the Russians. Then, to get back a basketball player, we give the Russians one of the most prolific arms dealers in our lifetime. Does that not seem par for the course? Does that not seem like that's a natural trend with this administration? They left our military equipment. They gave the Taliban our technology. Nobody blinked an eye. We give up the Merchant of Death for a basketball player. In America, you are celebrating. For those of you who are celebrating this, and I hope to God I don't have anybody listening to this show that's doing that, but if you are, again, I'm not afraid to call it out like it is. You are a special kind of stupid. Paul Whelan is still sitting in that jail cell in Russia. There is no... President Biden came out and said, we're still going to try our best to get Paul Whelan back. Bullshit. If you really wanted him back, you... Listen, the better trade is, listen, we'll give you Victor Bout. You give us Paul Whelan. If not, there's no deal. Brittany Griner should never have been in that conversation. I don't even understand these prisoner swap things. I don't get it. Listen, if Paul Whelan was illegally and unlawfully and he was detained and imprisoned on trumped up charges, go get him. Go get him. You negotiate for his release. You don't give up a merchant of death, an arms dealer that is just going to go back to dealing arms, that will put our soldiers and other innocent people in harm's way for a basketball player. If that was the deal, it's either Brittany Griner or nothing, then don't make the deal. Listen, I'm tired of the Democrats' soft stance on crime. We see it here in America. Look at what happens now. We now have a merchant of death running loose in a world where, holy cow, he should not be free. The world, as it sits right now, is a tinderbox waiting to explode, and having him free to do what he's prolific at makes everyone on this planet a little bit more unsafe. But for those of you who are applauding this, my gosh, wake up. Literally, wake up. We're going to take a quick break and I'll be right back, and we're going to talk some COVID and we're going to talk other things. Maybe some Elon Musk. Who knows? This show's all off the rails and I'm the conductor. Sit back, relax, open that mind. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back.
Hello and welcome to the Ohio Hauntings and Legends podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me. There are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
There's not a single day that passes without you on my mind. Not even 1 minute can end up before you come around. I am
Okay, so it seems like the last show struck a nerve with some of you. I apparently have a lot of listeners that are vaccinated, and they didn't like my thoughts on vaccination. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. It is what it is. This vaccination is proving everything that us purebloods, and that's the new name for those of us who did not get the vaccine. They're calling us purebloods because we are. We don't have an mRNA or whatever the hell you call it in our system. We are purebloods. We didn't get the vaccine. We kept telling everybody this, something's wrong with this. It's not been tested. It's not safe. And when I pointed out all of the deaths, sudden death, people just don't drop dead like they're doing now. Hell, there is a new way to die. It's sudden adult death syndrome. It's SADS. Where was that before? How many times before COVID vaccines did you hear myocarditis? Nobody knew what that was. Nobody knew what an inflamed heart was unless you actually had an inflamed heart or knew somebody that did. Now, that's the word of the decade, myocarditis, because people are dying from it. In every single one of them that are dying, most of them are dying because they had the vaccine. Autopsies are finding this spike protein that they're injecting us that was supposed to be this end-all be-all, this great savior for the vaccine. It's in our system. It's not going anywhere. It was supposed to just kind of remove itself and be gone within a couple weeks to a couple months. It's in there. They're finding it in our organs. They're finding it in our hearts. They're finding that it attacks the lining of the heart, and it causes heart inflammation and fluid around the heart. Where did you hear that before? From all of us who said there's no way in God's green earth you're sticking that vaccine into us. Now, back in June, when I was in the hospital, when I became severely anemic, needed a blood transfusion, when they said you may need a blood transfusion, my first question to them was, can you guarantee me that this blood transfusion that you will give me does not have the COVID vaccine in it? And they could not guarantee that. So I denied. I said, there's no way you're giving me that transfusion. There's no way. I have stood strong. I've held firm in my beliefs that I am not getting that vaccine. I will not stand here and let my children and my wife get this vaccine. Because I knew what was going to happen. It's happening, people. People are dropping dead. And listen, this scares me too, because everyone outside my immediate family, wife, kids, dogs, cats, whatever, they don't have the vaccine. But my brothers, my sisters, my in-laws, they all got the vaccine. People are dropping dead. Just out of the blue. Actors, actresses, singers, sports figures, they're dying. They're walking down the street. They start have a hard time breathing. They're dead right there. That's not normal. And every single one of them had the vaccine. And the boosters. You can get pissed at me all you want for what I said on last week's show, but you cannot deny the facts that something is going on. You can't deny that. You may not like what I had to say. You may be afraid for your life, rightfully so. I'm not going to look any differently at you because you had the vaccine. You made a choice. I made my choice. Don't get pissed at me because I remained a pureblood. I don't have to worry about dropping dead from the COVID vaccine. I have to worry about dropping dead from other things, but not the COVID vaccine. Just because you do not like what I have to say about it, because I'm speaking the truth and you know it's the truth. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean I'm wrong. It means I made an educated choice. You made an educated choice. The problem is, it looks like you made a choice that is very detrimental to your health. I'm sorry. That's how it is. But now, speaking of the purebloods, I wish I would have known this back when I was in the hospital. But now, unvaccinated patients who require transfusions can now access, quote unquote, pure blood, thanks to a new service called Safe Blood Donation, which was launched by a Swiss naturopath named George Delia Pietra. Safe Blood Donation which currently has members in at least 16 countries, has the long-term goal of opening blood banks that provide its members with unvaccinated plasma. According to Mr. Pietra, the demand for pure blood has skyrocketed globally. Pietra told the Gateway Pundit, "I get hundreds of emails asking me, do you have blood available because I have surgery coming up in 3 weeks?" He said, "We want to be a platform for people who want to have the free choice of blood donors. Whether they think there is a real conspiracy theory going on, that the New World Order is happening, or if they simply say, I just don't want it for whatever reasons." In his own studies of vaccinated blood, Pietra claimed to have found terrible contamination in the COVID vaccine. He says, "I've never seen blood like this. This was, to be honest, the main reason I started the whole thing, because when I saw this, I was horrified. The whole vaccination thing is, from my point of view, mainly to do with controlling people." Right now, Safe Blood Donation has members in at least 16 countries where the goal is to establish blood banks that provide unvaccinated plasma for their members. The plan is to also pressure more hospitals and health authorities into allowing directed donations of specifically unvaccinated blood at traditional blood donation centers. Pietra says medical authorities only allow directed donations in specific situations where it is medically necessary, such as to source a rare blood type, but refuse growing requests for unvaccinated blood on ethical and medical grounds. The reason why Safe Blood Donation is running into some difficulties with this is because the official sources, including the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, all insist that there is no difference between vaccinated and unvaccinated blood. There's a huge difference. One has the vaccine in it, one doesn't. The expectation is that the current system will not comply with what Safe Blood Donation and its members are trying to do, so the inevitable outcome of this will be that there will be a creation of an entirely new blood donation infrastructure where only clean blood is allowed. Now, the Gateway Pundit previously reported that a doctor from Canada shared to her Twitter followers that she was surprised when one of her patients declined to receive a blood transfusion if the donor had been vaccinated against COVID-19. She said, "This was a first for me. A patient declined blood transfusion if the donor who had received a COVID vaccine." She went on to say that another doctor replied and expressed the same sentiment. "Sadly, we've had a couple of patients here with the same beliefs." Now, in September, a mother told the Gateway Pundit that her one-month-old baby died from a blood clot caused by receiving COVID-vaccinated blood during a blood transfusion. She said he died after getting a blood transfusion of vaccinated blood. He got a blood clot instantly after receiving his transfusion, a blood clot that no blood thinner could resolve. She then claimed that her son was given the blood transfusion by the doctor at Sacred Heart in Spokane, Washington, without her or her husband's permission. She said the doctor gave him a blood transfusion because his hemoglobin levels were a little low. "We had not given permission for this, and the doctor knew we did not want vaccinated blood because we were worried about blood clots. The next day after the transfusion, they discovered a blood clot." Now, according to the American Red Cross, they don't label blood products as containing vaccinated or unvaccinated blood, as the COVID-19 vaccine does not enter the bloodstream and poses no safety risk to the recipient. While the antibodies that are produced by the stimulated immune system in response to the vaccination are found throughout the bloodstream, the actual vaccine components are not. What's the difference? The blood has the vaccine in it. When they give this vaccine, you're going to get some in your bloodstream. How do the spike proteins, how do they go? How do they move throughout the body? They move throughout the body through the bloodstream. That's how it works. I really, truly pray for those of you who received the vaccine in all of its 12, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 boosters, because all you're doing is poisoning your body. I've had people say, "Oh, I'll never take chemotherapy. All it does is poison the body," but they'll stand in line to get this untested, unproven vaccine that is obviously causing great deals of harm to people. Where does it end? Where do we stop being sheep? When do we start listening to these so-called conspiracy theorists who have been right about 90% of what we have been talking about during this whole COVID pandemic. We were right about the vaccine. Accept it. Don't get pissed at us because we were smart enough not to take it. Just because you did the research and you didn't see anything wrong with it, we, as purebloods, we're different. We're different than you. And it pains me to say that. My brothers, my sisters, who I love immensely, all got the vaccine. Hell, my niece gave her one-year-old the vaccine. Her husband is a doctor, and he was all for it. That's how either these people have been manipulated or they just believe anything they hear without doing any of the research. Oh, doing research, what are you doing, going on Google? No, I'm listening to doctors. I'm listening, reading to these peer-reviewed studies. It's a hell of a lot more than those that took the vaccine have done. All they did was listen to Fauci, listen to the government say it's safe, it's effective. They're listening to these doctors who are getting paid exorbitant amounts of money to go on TV and radio and tell you it's safe, it's effective. All you're doing if you don't get this is hurting other people. If you want to kill your family, don't get the vaccine. I've heard that said to me. Oh, what, you want to kill your family now? You're not getting the vaccine? You're talking to someone who went through COVID, who almost died of COVID, was on death's door with COVID. I was smart enough not to be put on a ventilator. They wanted to put me on a vent. I was smart enough to know if I go on a vent, they're pushing me into the corner waiting for me to die so they can put another patient on a ventilator. I was smart enough to let my body, with a little help, fight off this COVID in this pneumonia. I was smart enough to say, I'm not taking a blood transfusion. I do not want this blood in me. I may be up for a very, 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 very serious surgery here come years from now. It is good to know that I may have the opportunity to say, I don't want vaccinated blood. Get me that unvaccinated blood. And it will be available. If you have the vaccine, it doesn't matter what you get now, because no matter what you do, that vaccine is stuck in you forever, forever. And you have no idea what it's doing to your body. You know, I woke up from a dead sleep a couple nights ago with just an epiphany. I'm trying to find out when my father got his booster. Did that have anything to do with his sudden downturn and his death in the hospital? I'm not saying that that's why he died. He had underlying conditions. But he was scheduled to be released the next day. I couldn't get a hold of him on Monday because he was so grouchy wanting to get out of there. He didn't want to answer the phone. Then I get a call at 4 a.m. on Tuesday saying, he coded, he's on a vent, we don't think he's going to make it. What the hell happened? They say he had an infection. They say his kidneys were shutting down. They say his heart was shutting down. You're going to release him and all of a sudden now he's on death's door in the matter of hours? That doesn't happen normally. It's going to be a very sore subject with my brothers and sisters because they are so pissed that I am so anti-vax. I'm an anti-vaxxer, you know. That's a derogatory term. No, I'm a pureblood. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm a pureblood. That's my new terminology and that should be yours. You should wear that with a badge of honor that you had the resolve. You stood up for your beliefs. You didn't cave. I know a lot of people who didn't want the vaccine, but caved. My worry is, what about these health workers? What about these sports figures? What about these first responders that had no choice? What about these people whose businesses made them get the vaccine? They did not want the vaccine, but they had to provide for their families. I thank God I work for a company that wanted nothing to do with it. You don't want the vaccine, don't get it. If you want it, get it. Doesn't matter to us. We're not adhering to this mandate. I thank God every day because I would have been out of a job. I would have been out of a job because I was not getting that vaccine. I am so proud of myself and my children for standing up. I've got three children. Well, no, he got the vaccine. Two of my three children of age did not get the vaccine. My 20-year-old daughter and my 18-year-old son did not get the vaccine. I am so proud of them for that because they stood up. They listened to their mother and father say, "This something's not right about this." Don't get pissed at me because I chose not to get the injection. And while we're on the topic of conspiracy theories, we were right again. How many of us said the 2020 election, there was voter suppression. There was something going on in that election. Well, Elon Musk, now that he owns Twitter, he did. He proved to all of you that the FBI was colluding with Twitter to squash the Hunter Biden story. Because they knew if the Hunter Biden story came out and it was proven to be real, the election was over. How is this not election fraud? How is this not collusion? Why are people's heads not rolling? The simple answer? Because it benefited the Democrats. Everything that benefits the Democrats, we're just going to sweep that under the rug. If a Republican does any little thing wrong that's magnified, that's front page, breaking news story, that person, their career is done. You can be a drunken, drugged out pedophile, Paul Pelosi, and you get away scot-free. Everybody's like, oh, he got beat up. I hope he's okay. What's he doing with a naked guy in his room? What happened to his drug or drunk driving conviction? If that was a Republican, that guy would be gone. What about his short sales? What about his insider trading? What about Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters? What about all these Republicans and Democrats that are making millions off of the stock market because they're in the meetings where they're basically saying, hey, this is the stock to go with, get rid of this stock, and they do it. They drop the stock a week, 2 weeks before it drops, or they buy this stock a week, 2 weeks before it skyrockets. Nobody bats an eye? No, because they're politicians, and politicians, just like Brittany Griner, are held above everybody else. It's high time that you start looking at those of us who are free thinkers that do the research, and no, it's not just Google research. It's spending time reading documents, looking between the lines. Listen, if the media, if all the mainstream media, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, if they are running the same story, that's the diversion. I've said it before, I'll be there in the gym and they'll have ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and Fox News on. Every single one of them, except for Fox News, is running the same story at the same time. And it's all anti-Republican. The same story at the same time. It's all a game. It's all to manipulate us. It's all to change the way we think. Think for yourself. It is so enlightening. And obviously, it's life-saving. Because I don't have to run the risk of dropping dead of a heart attack because of a COVID vaccine now. We conspiracy theorists kept telling everybody this Hunter Biden story is real. This Russian dossier is a joke. But no, the mainstream media was all gangbusters on this Russian dossier. They were all about squashing the Hunter Biden laptop. That should tell you right there, if every single media outlet other than Fox News, other than conservative talk shows, other than OAN, if it's a conservative news outlet and they're telling you, there's something to this, and they do stories on it, but every other media outlet at the same time is running the same story saying there's nothing here or look at this. That should tell you everything you need to know. You want to know the truth? Do the opposite of what the mainstream media is telling you to think. That's the truth. If the mainstream media is telling you that the Hunter Biden story is a bunch of jokes, you know it's real. If the mainstream media is telling you the Russian dossier is real and Trump pissed on a bed with a prostitute on there, you know it's fake. I mean, honestly, that's all the research you need. Just look around you. What are they saying? Do the opposite. Think the opposite way. And you will know the truth. It's getting very, very, well, kind of old hat to be telling you, told you so, told you so. Conspiracy theorists, I've said it before, I'll say it again, are like spoiler alerts. You don't want to know the spoiler alert. We tell you the truth. We'll tell you how the movie ends. We're going to spoil it for you. The COVID vaccine, it's going to start killing people in a year or two. Look at what happened. People are dropping dead. Spoiler alert. Hey, the Hunter Biden story, there's some truth to that. Spoiler alert. Twitter, Elon Musk just proved that the FBI squashed that. They came out and said, hey, you're going to get some info that prolific guy had a laptop and there's some things on there. Just squash that. That's disinformation. Who's determining what's disinformation or not? The Democrats. The Republicans can't do that because they have no control over social media. Except now there is free speech at Twitter. So to end this little segment, sorry you're mad at me. Sorry I'm speaking the truth. I'm sorry you took the vaccine and you regret it. Stop taking the boosters. If you haven't dropped dead yet, maybe there's hope for you. I hope to God there is. I don't want to see my family and friends that took the vaccine dropping like flies. I'm really worried that that's going to happen. You will not find me dying of the COVID vaccine unless for some reason I get into a horrific accident. I'm in a coma and I need a blood transfusion. Hopefully my wife would be like, just let him go. Don't give him the blood transfusion, because I do not want to live with that blood in my system. All right. To end the show, we're going to do a little paranormal maybe. So story just came out. This is an encounter that took place in the late 1990s, but a nuclear submarine was supposedly buzzed by an unidentified object traveling underwater faster than the speed of sound. The claim came from a scientist who had been carrying out classified work aboard the USS Hampton. Bob McGuire told fighter pilot turned UFO researcher Chris Lato how the sub was passed at astonishing speed while it was running deep and fast in the late 1990s. He said the encounter was confirmed by a member of the crew who was shocked by the speed of the unidentified submersible object, or the USO. McGuire told the Lato Files YouTube channel, "We were underway, and all of a sudden I hear this sound. It was really strange because it's clear. That's what is going on us, is something is whizzing by us and it's moving so fast, he couldn't believe it." He said the thing blew by us like we were standing still. He added a person with knowledge of onboard systems came out and said, "This thing is going faster than the speed of sound underwater, but that's faster than the speed of sound in air." Here's the thing. Let's just say, not knowing if it's a USO, unidentified submersible object, but the drag created by the water on any object, do you understand how aerodynamic or how just this, that thing, if it actually happened, this is a propulsion system we have no idea. We have no clue how this thing works, because the amount of drag that would be on that object, there's no way. How do you break the sound barrier underwater? Can you? Or is it just moving that quick? I mean, a nuclear sub can move pretty quick. When it's running low and running fast, that thing is hauling. And for this object to be flying by them as if it's standing still, that's technology I don't know anybody on this planet has. Just to give you an idea of how much drag is created on objects in the water, typical bullets, they can travel just a few feet through the water before they're slowed to a stop. Now, the CAV-X bullets can reportedly travel 60 meters underwater and can go through 2 centimeters of steel fired from 17 meters away, but that's not even close to breaking the speed of sound. So whatever it is or it was that eclipsed and blew by that nuclear-powered sub that was hauling behind through the water, I don't think it's a technology that we have on this planet. So whatever you think it is, it is. But I don't know what it could be. Whatever it was hauling. So that'll be it for this week. Thank you for joining me. Hopefully I will get this presidential candidate on the horn here. Hopefully maybe next week we'll shoot for. We'll see how it goes. Thank you for listening to The Paranormal Patriot. Please don't hate me, but if you do, oh well. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll talk to you next week.
God knows I tried. I can't get back the feeling of the very first time I was that guy.